we celebrate a joy-filled world, co-created in love, harmony, and abundance. One more time. Aligned in peaceful oneness, we celebrate a joy-filled world, co-created in love, harmony, and abundance. We also say namaste. The light within me greets the light within you. Namaste. I invite you to turn to somebody close to you and say namaste.
Namaste.
Well, I love that song, Peace Like a River, because it allows me to let my inner child out, to come out and play, you know? And we all need to do that. Remember way back when you were a child?
Way back?
A couple days ago? I remember being full of energy and enthusiasm, and I could just go out and let my energizer bunny run, you know? Now, however, there are more and more days when it seems like my get up and go went. I'm not the only one then, huh? But when I was a child, I was filled with this endless supply of energy. And I also saw life as an adventure. There were so many things to see and do and learn to experience. Each day was a gift of wonderment. That inquisitive energy, playful child I was way back then, is still alive in me and you. Well, most of the time, anyway, right? My body is bigger and has grown bigger and larger. Well, I'll say I'm growing up now, right? But that small, inquisitive, inner child, playful child that I was back then still resides in me, as it does in you. Sure, right? Sure. I've grown up and become responsible. Well, most of the time, anyway. But that doesn't mean I can't play and have fun. Enjoy life and feel peace like a river just flowing in me, right? One thing for sure is Christmas season can certainly provide some fond memories to feel that peace like a river flowing. Take, for instance, that mother who had four young children and shared, in spite of changing over 25,000 diapers, never eating a hot meal, never sleeping for more than 30 minutes at a time, I still thank God for my children. Well, she knew that she had missed the mark just a little bit when she told her daughter they would be going to church to worship God. And her daughter asked if she could bring the soap to help worship Jesus. She knew something got lost in the translation when she explained that God gave us everlasting life, and her son responded, "It was very generous of God to give us his last wife." But this mother most memorable moment came during a children's Christmas pageant. Her daughter played Mary, while her two sons were shepherds, and her youngest son played the wise man. This was a shining moment, and the five-year-old shepherd had practiced his line over and over again, "We found the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes." But during the pageant, he was a little bit nervous, saying, "We found that baby wrapped up all in wrinkled clothes." To which her four-year-old cried out. Her four-year-old Mary, said, "That wasn't wrinkled clothes, silly. They were dirty, rotten clothes." Which caused a wrestling match to occur, right? Break out between Mary and the shepherd. which eventually stopped by an angel who bent her halo and lost a wing in the scuffle. The mother slouched even a little bit more when Mary dropped the doll representing baby Jesus, and it went bouncing down the aisle crying, "Mommy! Mommy! Mommy!" Mary ran down the aisle, grabbed the doll, wrapped it back up, and held it tightly until the wise men arrived. Her younger son stepped forward wearing a bathrobe and a paper crown, knelt down at the manger, and announced, "We are the three wise guys, and we bring gifts of gold, common sense, and fur." The congregation dissolved in laughter, and the pageant received a standing ovation. Ain't that crazy? Got y'all good laughing too, isn't it? You might say this gave her a sense of peace that passed all understanding. What? But if we look closer, we might see ourselves in the story. Allegorically, there are times we get so caught up in the busyness and the frenzy preparing for that special day that the meaning of Christmas is lost. Symbolically, we drop the baby Jesus on his head and everything goes bouncing down the aisle of our life as we forget about the peace that the season is supposed to bring. For many, the Christmas season isn't really about times of year that provokes a feeling of peace and calmness as we frantically go about our Christmas routines. And this, the second week of Advent, is dedicated to finding and allowing the peace of God to infill our minds and our lives, right? So I invite you just to take a deep breath in and let it out as we all affirm together, "The light of Christ fills my heart with peace. I am calm and serene." Together. "The light of Christ fills my heart with peace. I am calm and serene." One more time. "The light of Christ fills my heart with peace. I am calm and serene." You might say, as we approach the Christmas season, we are like the shepherds when the angels of the Lord first appeared. The shepherds were keeping watch over their flock by night. And when the angel stood before them, the glory of the Almighty shone down upon them. And they were terrified. Right? The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy." Right? Doesn't that seem just a little bit odd? There is this angel standing right before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all about them, and they were terrified? Interesting, right? What if an angel of the Lord showed up before you and was shining glorious light? Would you be glad and happy, or would you be terrified? Curious thing. So many people go through life being terrified, always expecting the worst. Someone shows up to give us fantastic news, and we react in fear. Why is that? That very thing happened many years ago at my house. Right before Christmas, I received a note in the mail from one of Siobhan's middle school teachers. I read it, and then I announced to everybody in the house that Siobhan had received this note from her school teacher before handing it over to her mother. Siobhan came running into the room with this really, really serious look on her face and tried to read over it, looking over her mother's shoulder to see what it said. The glory of the Lord shone all about her, but she had reacted in fear. As she read the note, this smile broke out on her face. It was a note of thankfulness from her teacher, saying that she was glad that Siobhan was one of her students. How nice is that, right? However, Siobhan's initial reaction is a very typical reaction for members of our species. Right? The phone rings, or your boss comes in and says, "I want to speak to you for a moment." And we think, "Oh no! Well, what could that be all about? Oh my gosh, right? Why do we struggle so much getting through life? Could it be that it's because we always expect the worst? What is the most repeated phrase in the Bible? What is the most repeated phrase in the Bible? Do you know what it is?
Be not afraid.
What they feared came upon them. Right? Oh my gosh. You know that other saying? Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Think about all that wasted days that you spent over the years in such torment, fearing to address any given situation because you feared the worst. What did it profit you? Worry and anxiety only bring more to be worried and anxious about. Is this called the law of cause and effect? It's time we plot a new course. It's literally time to repent. To turn around and look for God's kingdom of goodness. That's what the Bible is actually all about. If we took time to really look at it and read it without all the clogging information that we had in our head from our past readings. Our spiritual journey is about learning to find the bliss in the middle of everyday life. It's about recognizing that heaven is here now, offering us an ever-expanding field of possibilities. Yes. Life is constantly presenting us opportunities to change and evolve and find the realm of all these infinite possibilities of goodness right here within our reach. If only we learn to look for and see the good, our lives would be filled with this overwhelming sense of peace, a powerful sense of peace, flowing like a river. Let us become excited about the blessings that life is extending to us instead of reacting in fear. So, how do you find this peace like a river? How do you overcome our worldly conditioning to react in fear? Even when the glory of the Lord shines all about us, we react in fear. You know, Jesus often talked about finding peace in the world. Although the religions that sprang up in his name often ignored these insights into the truth, or they changed their very meaning. So I ask you, what did Jesus really mean at the Last Supper when he said, "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Right? Do you believe in these very powerful words? Words of assurance that the Father in heaven, will send the advocate, the sacred breath of life to support and guide you in the ways of Spirit, reminding you of all of the Christ teachings, and then accept the invitation. My peace I give to you. These words echo the words of the angel who spoke to the shepherds on that night of his birth. As the glory of the Lord shone all about them, the angels, do not be afraid, I bring you great news. God, the Divine One, has endowed each one of us with this inexhaustible reservoir, a field of living energy that is permeable to our thoughts, a reservoir that can draw upon whenever we are in need. If we can just still our thoughts in the face of the conflict and feel the inner peace that Jesus spoke of, it is only here in this place of peace that we can hear the voice and the guidance of Spirit. You know, Mary and Joseph are excellent examples of the divine peace in action. From the time Mary was visited by an angel who foretold Jesus' birth, she and Joseph experienced obstacle that could have easily frightened and defeated them. But instead, each time that they encounter one of these obstacles, they drew upon that place of peace to guide them. We can do the same. Yeah, we can. We can do the same in our own lives. Instead of allowing the circumstances to disturb our well-being, and we can draw upon this endless reservoir of living energy that's all around us all the time. This helps us to see beyond the situation to the good that's lying right there in our midst. But this peace that Jesus talked about is a little different than what most of us understand peace to be. This parable helps us to explain what Jesus was saying. There was once a king who offered a prize to an artist who could paint the best picture of peace. Many artists tried out. The king looked at all the pictures, but there were really only two that he liked. And he had to choose between them. One picture was of a calm lake. The lake was a perfect mirror for peaceful, towering mountains all around it. Overhead, there was a blue sky with white, fluffy clouds going across the sky. Everyone who looked at this picture thought it was the perfect picture of peace. The second picture had mountains, but they were rugged and bare. And above was this angry sky with rain that was falling and lightning streaking across the sky. And down the side of the mountain tumbled this foaming waterfall. This did not look peaceful at all. But when the king looked closely, he saw behind the waterfall a tiny bush growing in a crack in a rock. In the bush a mother bird had built a nest to feed her babies. A perfect picture apiece. Which of the pictures won the prize? The king chose the second one. Why? Because the king explained peace does not mean to be a place where there is no noise or no trouble or hard work or some dream state that is total tranquility. Peace means to be in the midst of all those situations and be calm in your heart, finding the harmony in life. It is only then that we can come into a deeper understanding of the way of spirit. This is the real meaning of peace Jesus gave to us. This underlying meaning is woven into all of his parables, in all of his stories. And whenever he teaches about peace, this idea is right there. Think of the story of the disciples in the boat at the sea as Jesus spoke to the sea, the storming sea, "Peace, be still." And the waters were calm. Think about the birds and the lilies of the field when he said, "Do not be anxious. Why do you worry? Ask in faith." Right? Accordingly, peace is not just a going apart for a little while or meditating and praying, seeking a quiet, peaceful place. That's really a distorted sense of peace. Saying, I'm going to escape what is happening in my world right now, and I'm not going to even think about it. I'm going to find peace by closing my eyes. Right? Peace is a state of consciousness that alerts us to what is going on in our world around us, while deep within our soul we can feel the presence of Spirit and know its wisdom and its guidance. Are you feeling anxious? Or do you feel inner peace? Peace is an atmosphere of your heart. It is a state of your soul. It's happening in you. Can you feel its presence? It has nothing to do with the environment or your circumstances. It only has to do with you. This Christmas, I invite you to accept the good news that the kingdom of heaven is within your grasp. Right here, right now. That's what JC said, wasn't it? You can make a conscious choice to enjoy your life or agonize over the many days that you aren't so perfect. Right? I'm always perfect, right? Oh, yeah. Okay. We can't agonize over those days where we aren't so perfect. We have to accept the gift that the Christ offers you and allow yourself to feel the peace flowing through you like a river expressing out into the world. Truly, peace on earth begins with me and you. Right? Peace begins with an individual's decision to seek it. Then the next time you are confronted by one of those situations, you know which one I'm talking about, right? When you're confronted by one of those situations, you will be able to stop yourself from reacting and realize you have a choice to respond in love and peace or in fear and turmoil. You feel and set the Christ light moving from your heart to find the harmony and peace in the situation. You look for it. You find it. You allow your light to shine out into the darkness, and the darkness will be no more. You feel and know this peace just as Jesus did. The light of Christ fills my heart with peace. I am calm and serene. Can you affirm that with me one more time? The light of Christ fills my heart with peace. I am calm and serene. The light of Christ fills my heart with peace. I am calm and serene. Well, I invite our prayer